All right. Thank you for your patience, everybody. We ran a little bit long in closed session this evening. This is the November 18th meeting of the Board of Education of Boise Community Unified School District. This evening's meeting was called to order at 6 o'clock. We adjourned to closed session and open session at 7:10. We'll start this evening with an invocation led by Mike Flowers. Please rise.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come together this evening, Lord, just praise you and thank you, Lord God, just for who you are. Thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together today. Lord God, I ask you, Lord, continue to keep your arms around us, Lord God. Have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Use us all to your glory. Let thy will be done, not our will, Lord. Let thy will be done. Bless this board, Lord God. Continue to use us and guide us, Lord, in the way that you want us to go. These are blessings we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Here.
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 In closed session, we had three items which we took action. By a vote of 5-0, the board took action to approve the settlement agreement related to special education placement, and services for student ID number 199245. By a vote of 5-0, the board took action to approve the settlement agreement and related settlement agreement related to special education placement and services for student number 199259. And in closed session, by a vote of 5-0, the board took action to approve the settlement agreement related to OAH case number 201-404-2299. I have nothing to report this evening. Other reports this evening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
No. They'll get Eileen first. Do you have anything?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to let my colleagues here on the board know that it has been confirmed that the CSBA Education Summit for Region 23C is going to be on April the 18th at ELAC. And I think I mentioned before, too, that each district has been charged with bringing a minimum of 20 people. So we have to, as a board, discuss how can we get 20 individuals there. So that has been approved, and our keynote speaker is going to be the chancellor for the community college system in LA County. So that was a really, really big land for us. And I hear he's dynamite and really inspirational. I've not heard him, but I've been told by other people on the committee that he's amazing. I wanted to thank the staff for Election Day. It was great to be here. Thank you, everybody, for stopping in to say hello. And it's a really, again, I so applaud our effort between the community and the school district, and that opportunity for the community to come in and see what we do and come and vote and bring their kids. A lot of kids come with parents. So thank you again to everybody who made that happen. Dave Larkin was amazing. He was here bright and early at 5:45. So special thank you to Dave. The Willowwood site visit was excellent. Learned a lot. There was so much that I didn't know that I learned. They have great staff there in the facility, all the improvements that have been made, the playground, the structures internally was amazing. So thank you again to the staff for making those things happen, and thanks, Ms. Kaplan, for making that arranging that for us. The Battle of the Books at West Covina High School, that was a lot of fun. The sophomores won. That was a lot of fun. The students put a lot of hard work into that. That was the literary club. And then a big, 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 amazing job to the Edgewood High School Theater production of Working. The students did a really, really good job. I'd like to ask if we can just put it as a discussion item for next meeting. I wasn't real clear on our site visit about the stage, and I know theater is really important and the arts are so important. So I'd like the entire board to get a better understanding why the stage was dismantled, and so maybe we can all understand. But they did a great job in Mr. Ballara's room. The students, great singers, great production. They transformed the room, so I commend Edgewood High School for putting, and the students for putting together a great, great.
Do you need a discussion, or would you like an update first?
An update, maybe. Okay. I can give you maybe more of my questions offline,
okay.
and then we can all be updated. Okay, thank you.
It might be good to have it as an actual information report because
yes.
I had three different parents ask me about it.
That's what I meant. Thank
and
you, Cammie. An information report at the board table so that
okay.
we can ask for
because I know that there is. I mean, if three people ask me about it, there has to be other people out there who.
I got quite a few parents asked me as well at the production.
I suppose, Cammie.
I too went to Working. It was excellent, but depressing. And not because of what the students did, but some of the songs talking about how hard it is to get a job and how long you have to work and leaving your children at home and then people are actually staying home and taking care of the children or the older parents. It just wasn't a good performance. I thought it was very thought-provoking. And so for it to touch me that way, I know it would give the students a lot to think about, too. So I appreciate all the staff that was there Saturday and Sunday and all the hours into the production. So it was really great. And that I had the opportunity to go on a field trip and just to see how excited the parents are to go, and that having a lottery to be able to be one of the parents who get to go, and I know that's at both the schools where my children attend, it's exciting to know that that many parents really want to go, and that they're disappointed that they don't get to go. So to see them that involved, and that our students are having those kind of opportunities, and I know that we're talking about declining enrollment and that might be cuts, but just to see the kind of learning that went on out in the community, and if there's more of a way we can incorporate that and look at ways that maybe grants that can get our students out into the community, because everything that they learned, even on the bus trip and talking about cargo ships and then going over the bridge and looking at how that cargo is loaded onto trains and to trucks. All these conversations were going on in the bus that had nothing to do with Cabrillo Beach. So just to see that was really, really exciting. And if there's just a way that we can allow more of our students to go on more trips, I don't know if there's any way to do that, but that would be an excellent way to learn. Those are the only two things I had.
Mr. Flowers?
Yes. I also attended the music at Edgewood, and what a magnificent evening that I had. I'm glad I attended that event. And I also was wondering why they didn't have a stage, because I know we go around to the elementary schools, and they even have stages to perform. So there's truly something that's missing there. Also, I attended a few events, but one I attended the Veterans Memorial on Veterans Day.
Mm.
What an honor. What an honor. I mean, it just truly blessed my heart to see that we honored vets so far back as, you know, people speaking. It was World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans. I mean, it's Korean veterans. It was very touching. Being a veteran, it was very emotional for me myself. Also, I want to remind them to the board that I gave you guys banks for loose change. What are we doing? We're gonna get shoes and socks to 100 kids at Monte Vista Elementary School. We're going to give them for the holidays, the less fortunate ones, 100 kids. Along with Roland, Roland's going to give 100, and we're West Covina Unified is going to give 100 kids shoes and socks the second Wednesday of December. So I need your money. The next board meeting, I don't care if it's $5, $10, $100, will be nice. So, so whatever we can use, you know, it's for the district. But also, I intend to light a corporate light the memorial for at a Fields of Dreams. It was that's my first time going there, and what a magnificent feature they have up there. But anyway, thank you, and that's it for me, Steve.
This evening we have Tiffany Din with us as the student representative. Welcome, and you're on.
So first I'll start with Edgewood High School. The drama club hosted Working, the musical from November 14th to 18th. Every show was sold out, and the staff and students performed in the musical, and it was a great turnout. The counselors are holding a college application workshop after school from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for seniors who need assistance with college applications. They also held a blanket drive from November 10th to 14th to help those who are less fortunate. They had Edgewood students, staff, and community members who were able to raise over 100 blankets. Interact Club held a canned food drive between November 3rd to November 14th. Thursday, November 13th, a representative from Mount SAC spoke during lunch at the Edgewood High School Library. The 2018 class hosted a movie night on November 19th in the Edgewood High School Library at 5 p.m., and the movie that showed was Perks of Being a Wallflower. The cross-country team placed first in the Miramonte League. The boys team won Edgewood's first ever league banner since the reopening of the high school, and Jasmine Reyes won MVP of the league by going undefeated the entire season. Thursday, November 20th, the boys varsity basketball team will be hosting their annual alumni game in the Edgewood High School gym at 6 p.m. Senior Taylor Lara will be signing a letter of intent to the University of Mary in North Dakota. She received a full-paid scholarship to play softball. For West Covina High School, Tuesday, November 4th, a band hosted a band holiday classic on campus with various high schools attending and performing on Thyberg Field. Thursday, November 13th, the choir program went to Disneyland for a recording workshop to be featured in the Disney films. Thursday, November 6th, AFJROTC hosted their Veterans Day Assembly in the gym in honor of those who had served in the U.S. Armed Forces. On the same day, the National English Honor Society hosted their annual event, Battle of the Books. On Friday, November 7th, a career fair was held in the gym, and we had great attendance, and different universities such as UCLA, Santa Barbara, USC all came to talk to students about going to their university and also seeing if seniors would like to attend their university. On Saturday, November 8th, basketball held a maroon and white event game with various basketball teams from alumni to community teams. And this Friday, the Renaissance program will be hosting a collegiate rally to recognize student achievements and the teachers for this semester. And the theme is Wreck-It Ralph. For Coronado High School, they are currently collecting pennies for patients to help support research on a cure for leukemia. 45 students and 5 staff members spent all day at Joshua Tree National Park doing research and creating a school-wide learning project. Next, the chat with the principal was held where parents came on campus to learn firsthand about the great things going on in the district and the school. The ASVAB test is tomorrow, and the football team completed their season today with a 52 win over Sierra High School of Azusa. This season, they were undefeated again and will play for the conference championship next week.
Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is the items from the floor, public comment. I have one request to speak, Marissa Cisneros.
Right. Good evening, board. Both Hall and Crest staff and students have had the pleasure of coming to these board meetings to be honored for our academic excellence. And we appreciate all the recognition that we receive, because we as a staff hold ourselves and our students at high expectations. However, tonight I am here along with many of my Hall and Crest school staff right here to address a growing concern on campus, and that is the issue of school safety. Over the past 5 years, we've had safety concerns. However, this year alone, the past 3 months, we have seen a growing amount of serious discipline issues that have gone without consequence by our administration. It has only been recent that our administration has taken steps to lessen problems we are facing this year. In addition to the discipline, we recently had a situation of a possible shooting at our school in which the student is up for expulsion. However, on Halloween, the day after that possible shooting incident was discovered, a teacher confiscated numerous pellet magazines for guns filled with pellets, a bag of pellets, as well as a CO2 cartridge for firing an airsoft gun. The only piece missing was the gun itself. Now, it was immediately reported to administration. However, they were not allowed to suspend the student. Our administrator was directed by the assistant superintendent to call the dad and have him pick up the ammunition, and the student was returned to class for the rest of the day. We understand that according to AB 420, discipline has changed. However, we had the same law and the same students last year with little incident. Now, we find that the decisions being made on our campus do not serve in the best interests of our students or our staff safety. And we wanted to make the board aware of this site issue and are asking that solutions be made to this particular issue of safety on our campus. So that is all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Anybody else have any requests to speak? Anybody? David, please. David Solis.
Good evening. My name is David Solis. Excuse me. And I'm a teacher at Holland Crest Middle School, and I also travel to Walnut Grove. I think that it's really important that you, as a board, as our district administration, that you understand fully that we are in the front lines every day. If a shooting takes place at Holland Crest, you'll get a call about it. We'll be there in danger of being shot. One of us could be shot. One of our students could be shot. I don't know what's going on in California as far as the laws, but I know the district has to follow the laws. But at the same time, I think that we need to be very aware of the interpretation of that law when it comes to the safety of other students. I think it's important to understand that at no time, is it acceptable to please a parent or please anyone by keeping their student in school when the student has done something as serious as bring pellets that go with a gun. The only thing that was missing was the gun, which could have been stuffed in a bush somewhere, waiting to be used later on. I watch the news every day. This is not something, that happens every now and then. The shootings are going on so many times a year, it's ridiculous. And so teachers, we're the ones on the front lines. We're the ones that are there. And believe it or not, I've been in this district a long time. I'm sure many of you have heard about me. Many of you have opinions about me. But I am still the old-fashioned teacher that if somebody comes on the campus and is shooting at my students, I will put my body in front of a student to save that student's life. And I don't want to have to do that because of AB 20. I don't want that. I want to be safe. I want my friends and colleagues to be safe. And most of all, I want my students to be safe. So I really request from the bottom of my heart that you guys take action on this issue immediately. Thank you.
Any other speakers? Thank you very much, and your concerns are well noted. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda and consent items. I would like to add number 17 to consent. We have really no presentation for this, and this is a relatively standard item. So item number 17, if you wouldn't mind.
And 18.
And 18. I have a couple of questions on 18. We do have some changes to certain items that are on our desk before us, some that we've already discussed and some that are just typographical type issues, and those have been noted.
Okay. Anybody else? Removal petitions? No? Okay. It's, is there a motion to approve, please?
I'll move as amended. I'll second.
It's moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Lynn Miranda Jimenez to approve the agenda items to add agenda consent items and to add number 17 to consent. Are there any objections?
And did you get the corrections?
Yeah. I mentioned them. I didn't give them specific. No objections. The motion is so ordered. That then moves us to item number 9, the single plans for student achievement.
Mrs. Lessiker.
Good evening, President Cox, board members, Superintendent Kaplan, cabinet, and what's left of our audience. The single plans for student achievement for each of the school sites has been presented to you tonight for your review and approval. The principals met and collaborated to align the site plans to the 8 state priorities and our district LCAP. Embedded in each of the plans is the alignment to our strategic plan. The individual schools, their site councils, and advisory committees have adopted the following goals, related actions and expenditures to raise the academic performance for all students. Do you have any questions regarding the plans?
On Cameron's, they don't have a goal 5, I believe it is. But they have a budget item for that, and I think it's English language learners. So there's an amount of money that they want to spend, but there's no goal for that.
Can you tell me what page?
The goal page is 63. And then if you notice on page 2, there where it just outlines the goals, there's no goal number 5. So I think they inadvertently left it out because they're spending money there.
Let me check. Yes, it is omitted. I can provide you a copy of that.
Okay.
Because they have a goal 5.
Okay. And then it looked like history was in there, but maybe it shouldn't have been.
It should have been the reverse.
And
I can provide you with a copy of their goal 5.
And then there was another, just a little... I don't know what it was, but it should have said, I think, English language arts, and it said math.
Are we still in Cameron?
No, we're on my mother was in the hospital, so I don't have a note sheet. I just was making crib notes on all the different. So why I'm looking for that. The other questions I had, is there any way that we can look at the surveys that they do, analysts of current educational practices analysis, and look at all of those across every school? Because they're from 10 down, not every school had the same problem, but school intervention programs and strategies enable low-performing students to meet standards, were on several of them. Intervention services provided by categorical funds enable low-performing students to meet standards. We're concerned for other schools. But on that survey, it looked like almost every school except two had some issues with either 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, or 16. And at least a quarter of their teachers had issues saying either limited or minimal being aligned to those things, which if the staff is seeing that and they're the ones that are having the firsthand knowledge, it looks like those might be pretty pervasive. And is there a way to look at it district-wide?
I think we are in our LCAP. That's why it's one of our LCAP goals, and that's why we're working with all of our schools to develop an RTI model for intervention within the school day.
So when would I expect to see the surveys it reflected where there isn't minimal? Because this has been an ongoing problem.
Correct.
Every year I look at these, I bring it up.
Correct.
That it's been minimal or limited. So people were saying, well, this year we're really going to look at that, and it's going to be different.
Well, we have looked at it in terms of the LCAP, which is the goals are being developed this year. The schools have just developed all of their goals, so you'll see an impact at the end of the year when these interventions are in place. Because what we're trying to have all of our schools do is do interventions for students within the school day, not just before and after school, because many schools students can't do that. So all of the schools are focusing on in-school interventions. Mrs. Hawkins, do you have something to...
Because of the LCAP and us focusing on it truly for this year in a real concentrated way, and with the LCAP reporting on where we are with that implementation, I think you might not see tremendous change in the initial surveys, but certainly there would be evidence of improvement that we could share with the board at the end as part of our LCAP reporting.
Because I think, I don't know, I was really expecting to see something different because the teachers were so involved in actually putting it together. And I know they don't see it firsthand yet, the interventions matching the curriculum or the actual student needs, but I was hoping that they would see more of a correlation, and I didn't see it. The hope of it even being there.
I think
in some instances it was worse.
I think what the schools are focusing on this year is doing pretests to figure out what skills students need work on and to provide interventions for those skills and doing a post-test. And so schools are in the process of developing these type of interventions this year. This is new for our principals this year.
And I also think with the development of the RTI framework that we've been looking at across all of the schools, you're seeing a lot of dedication to that tier one of the RTI model, which is the in-class piece. So you're not seeing all of those extra tutoring programs per se that might be more obvious, but some of the trainings and things are really being focused on to help the kids at risk during what we call first best instruction in the classroom as well.
And this is my assumption, but I'm assuming it was teachers who took it, except at Vine, where the whole staff might have taken it, when I'm looking at the numbers.
The entire staff is pulled at every school for what you're referring to.
Some people had 22, I think Vine had like 40-something people. And their numbers were so high compared to all of the other.
If you're looking at page 15 on their analysis, current educational practices.
I'm not sure if it was them. I'm just. Yeah, there was 34 people who took that. And the highest other elementary school was 24.
It depends on the number of staff.
Right.
At each school.
So do they have that many more staff at Vine than any other elementary school?
I'd have to check to see which staff she included in her survey.
But you're saying the ones that had 24, that included all of their staff?
It could have been just the credentialed staff.
Okay, because that's what it looked like at all the other schools. It was credentialed staff except for this one.
Correct. I can look into that.
It was just because of the numbers. I was trying to see percentage of teachers on each one who really felt there was issues. And if there was a quarter of the teachers that thought it was an issue, that was a red flag for me. And in some of the ones from 10 down on those questions, it was as
as much as a third of the teachers were having some real issues with some of those. I'm trying to find the one that had the math. And it just looked like they must have copied and pasted math onto the next. So I'll get back to you if anyone else has any questions. I'm going to look for that. I'm the only one who looked at them?
No. You're the only one that has any questions.
So I'm the only one who cared that there wasn't they spent money on a goal that wasn't there? Sorry.
Would you like the goal this evening?
As long as there is a goal, because I think it's important to have a goal if you say you're going to spend money there.
There is absolutely a goal 5 for every single school for English learners.
Okay.
Okay, that's just inadvertently.
And I would like to see it if you have it tonight.
I can do that.
Okay.
Make it quick.
Any other questions?
Done. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Jessica.
Is there a motion for this item, please?
I'll second it.
Moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Lynn Miranda Jimenez, to approve the single plan for student achievement for the 2014-15 school year. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is so ordered. Item number 11 is an information report regarding enrollment. Yeah. We need 2 minutes of extra anticipation of.
She just talked to somebody who didn't know and couldn't find it, so said it was lost, but it was sent over to Nutrition Services.
Thank you, sir. My email today, my computer, or my email, vacated January 3 yesterday. Emails are over.